Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again, a Michigan author, Landon Beach. And Landon, yesterday, we ended up just as we were going to start talking about your new book that comes out on Sunday, Huron Breeze. Now, without giving away too much, tell us what the story's all about.
Yeah, you bet. So, really, the event came to me at the start of the book. I was visiting family, and I was sitting there at a beachside bonfire one night years ago, and it was dark out, of course, and I said, gosh, what would happen right now if somebody came right out of the water and asked for help and had a knife, you know, in his back and fell flat down? And I never gave it any more thought. And so when it came to this murder mystery, which my friend challenged me to, I said, yes, that's the way to start. So really what it is there's a woman sitting by her summer bonfire on the beach, and 35-year-old Cash Renard, who's a character in the book, yes, emerges from Lake Huron on a cool June night and falls face down on the beach next to a fading bonfire, and he's got a knife stuck in his back. And, you know, of course, she's like, you know, who murdered him and why? And then I've got a veteran professional investigator named Obadiah Ben David, and this is kind of a guy that I built into a legend that, you know, he's never had a case that he couldn't solve.
Right.
You know, the economy of a small town in Michigan can probably sustain, you know, one PI. That's about it.
Yeah.
And all he has is one piece of evidence, which is the knife, and it doesn't have any prints, and there's no one who saw or heard a boat that night, and the woman who was sitting by a bonfire, she didn't see anyone else in the water.
Right.
And so he has nothing else to go on, and that's really the genesis of the start of the story.
Yeah.
And then, as you read, you know, there's another parallel story of there is a person who is kind of bored with her solitary life, and, you know, there are some things going on with her that she has to get done professionally, but she decides, hey, I'd like to think, you know, investigate what it's like to be a PI, and maybe this would be a career change. And so she approaches Ben David and says, can I tag along on this murder mystery and kind of learn the ropes? And that's where it takes off. The two of them, kind of an odd couple, trying to figure out who the heck killed Cash Renard. And there's no evidence other than the knife, which isn't evidence at all because there's no prints.
Yeah, it's a great story, a great read. There's a lot of surprises, a lot of corners turned, and we're going to leave it right there because we want everybody to pick up the book, and it will be available as of Sunday, right?
Correct. It'll be available on launch day, and you can get the paperback or the ebook on Amazon, and also it'll be available locally at the Book Nook. And so I want to always make sure that, you know, we give business to our local bookstores because I think they're the lifeblood of each, you know, town and place for people to gather and talk about literature and books. And so it'll be available there. And then I'll have Scott Brick recording it again and performing the audiobook. And he's set to record sometime early in the spring. So that version of it will be available later in the spring. But in terms of reading it on a Kindle or paperback, absolutely. Sunday is a go.
Very good. Now, I would imagine The Hike, The Wreck, The Sail, and The Cabin still available, too, if you're looking for a Christmas gift?
Yes, they're all available. And the last time I checked, you can order them, and they will arrive by Christmas Eve, so they're still in play, my friend.
Excellent. And now, you know, we mentioned it at the top of the interview, The Bay. When are we looking at that? Are you still in the middle of writing that one?
So, a lot of cool stuff coming up for Huron Beach Books. I'm working on a standalone right now, and I have all of the research done for The Bay, and I've started that. And so I'm kind of working on those two books, but I would love to have The Bay out, if not in the summer, definitely in the fall, and we'll see how that goes. And I think the standalone, if I stay on track, that'll be out this summer. And then I've got another standalone after that planned that I'm going to start working on. So I think definitely my goal is that by the next time that maybe we're talking around the holiday season next year, is that the Great Lakes Saga will be complete.
Very
and
good.
You'll have a book for each Great Lake. So
there you go.
That's the plan.
Indeed. Now, Landon, where can they learn more about you? Do you have a personal website, Facebook page, that kind of thing?
Yes. So the place to go is LandonBeachBooks.com. And at the bottom of my opening of my website page. At the bottom of that main page, it has all the links to social media, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything you could possibly need. And I love to have people sign up for my newsletter, yes, because from time to time, as you and I have spoken before, I have discounts on certain books.
Right.
And so it'll always be included in the newsletter. So I want to reward the loyal fans that are following the journey along with me. But LandonBeachBooks.com, and that'll give you everything that you need.
Sounds good. Landon Beach, good luck with the Huron Breeze book. It was a great read, and I'm sure other people will find the same. And I'll look forward to catching up with you again very soon. And to you and your family, a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you too, Kevin. And I hope your listeners enjoy a nice little murder mystery set right on Lake Huron. Take care.